Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Get your bacon soda. Too many rape the culture. Leave rappers with careers and they face over. It's the war going on. You can't fake being a soldier in the basement. Listening to tapes are ultra magnetic to the fact I'm a science black. I turn the TV down, we can take it higher than that. I wonder if these whack niggas realize they whack. And they the reason that my people say they tired of rap. Inspired by black Muslims and Christians. Pushing compasses, dope, and other conditions. Enough conditions out of city. Like I do to police. The beast is running rampant. I'm in between seats trying to have sex with tantric. For the ghetto, trying to make a get up stand up anthem. You spit hot garbage, son of Stanford. What you rapping for, to get fame and get rich? I slap a nigga like you and tell him Rick James. Then switch to Hollywood stories. Of course, we Bollywood stories about who became rich. And whatever life they hit, we wanna hit the same switch. You didn't know where to aim it. Forever putting words together. Some are seven mothers, some daughters, and fathers, some sons. The name Khan has never been involved with runs. Unless it's DMC or running these broads. To being free, I'm harder than the time. You hardly scary. Holding gas inside, you got it, Holly Berry. They ask me where hip-hop is going. It's Chicago and poetry's in motion like a picture now showing. It's the city. The city, y'all. The city. The city, y'all. Come on. For the city of wind.
With the foes in the molds, watch up the store for the road, talking straightforward to hoes. Got uncles that smoking, some for blow up they nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows. In they socks and they souls, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open to close, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling in droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't knowing they goes. The street ain't safe, cause they ain't knowing the cold. By the foes, I was told, either focus or fold. Got cousins with clothes, hope they open some doors. So we cannot close. videos of your role. Down the road with cars get broken and sold. You got a story told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot in the stove. On the corner,
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. On the corner, niggas robbing, killing, dying, just to make a living.
We underrated, we educated. The corner was our time when time stood still and gators and snake skins and yellow and pink and olive blue profiles glorifying the
street lights and deep nights. Cats trying to eat right, riding no seat bikes with work to feed height. So they icky sweet nights, they head in their feet right. Desires to street life, cars and weed sights. It's hard to breathe night. Days are thief like, the beast roam the streets, the police is Greek like, game at its feet, we speak and believe hype, bang in the streets, that's Scotland for deep right, it's deep life, coming up with niggas and sheep like, rappers and hoopers, we strive to be like, G's with three stripes, seeds and knees like, G's and weed tight, knees and these right, the corner, we struggle and grief fight, we write songs about wrong, cause it's hard to see right. Look to the sky, hoping it will bleed like reality's a bitch, and I heard that she fights the corner.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. On the corner, niggas robbing, killing, dying, just to make a living.
The corner with our magic, our music, our politics, fires raised as tribal dances and war cries broke out on different corners. Power to the people, black power, black is beautiful.
Like church services, murderers, they ride serving burgers. It's cats with gold permanent, who they back is herbalist. The dirt isn't just fertile, it's people working and earning. It's the curb getter, go where the cash flow and the current is. It's so hot that niggas burn to live, the furnace is where the money move in, the determined live. We talk shit, play lotto and buy German bids. It's so black, black with action, that's affirmative. The corner,
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. On the corner, niggas robbing, killing, dying, just to make a living.
The corner was our Rock of Gibraltar, our Stonehenge, our Taj Mahal, our monument, our testimony to freedom, to peace, and to love, now on the corner.
What a 2020.
Why? Yo.
Y'all know what it is. Great about poetry. The poetry jam. We back. Woo. Man. In 2 weeks. And the energy is high. Me and Kim on the show last night with vibe was what we wanted. He was just really put us in the mood to come get this show together. We brought this music to y'all, that common got us hyped. We just ready for poetry, man. I'm ready to get going, just letting y'all know that it goes down on this show. If this is your first time being at the show, I need you to understand that when we say bring your best shit, we're not talking about something that we expect you to impress us with or impress the other people listening or whatever. We want that poem that's been sitting in you that you need to get out. And that energy that you come with that poem with, that's the best shit right there. That's what we want. We want to get our hands on that so we can reciprocate. Bring that to us tonight. And if you got more than that, if you got bars, if you got songs, whatever it is, you bring it here. Regardless of the platform, regardless of where you are, bring it here. And we ready to get going. Now, I got Kimbrella. Shout out to her on the event page doing what she do. Because without her and the promotion that she does, I'm telling you, I'd be sitting back. Because I'm terrible at promotion. If anybody who knows me will know that. I suck at it. But that being said, shout out to Kim. We're going to go ahead and go to the first caller because we need to see who number one is today. We got number one in the building, 445. Let's go.
Oh, Lord, it's me.
Oh, snap. You didn't got the number one spot. What's happening?
Wow, I wasn't even expecting that. What's good? It's all good over here. It's up for this damn snow. I'm good. What's up, Empress in the back?
I'm saying, look. I want none of that snow you dealing with over there. Not a drop of that.
We don't even want it. Trust me. We do not want it. It just won't stop coming, though. It's just like, why?
I'm not going to pretend to know that. But how's the week been? How was your show last week? I hate I missed it.
It was good. It was good. We actually asked the question, what was the best lesson you've learned in life so far?
Oh, wow. You guys were getting it in with that type of question. I know people had a lot to say.
They did. And you would be surprised at what people would tell you. You know, some of us have resided in hell and came through that fire. And, you know, we're on a different level now. So, and the key
already
is you got to learn from that lesson. If you don't, you're going to keep getting taught until you do.
So, that's the facts. Let everybody know the name of that show so they go check out the replay on Epiphany Radio.
Okay, well, you can actually catch me on Monday nights in King and Queen's Quarters, but you can also catch me on Wednesday nights in Divas Talk, and that's on Epiphany Radio.
All right. Now, I know who this is, but everybody who's listening may not. So let everybody know who we're talking to.
Oh, y'all talking to La Pearl de Negra.
Already. Get your name out there. I'm glad you made it to the show, man. I always appreciate how consistent you are coming through, and it really means a lot to us. I know you're ready to get down. I know you brought something. So you're going to be the show starter. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called I Manifest Me. This isn't just for 2024. It's not just a promise. This isn't just my word to me for the rest of my days here. This is the declaration of my manifestation of loving me. I come to love myself, to find myself, to just be myself. I will no longer allow anyone else's responses or reactions to their downfall to dictate my life, my actions, nor my feelings. I still and always will have empathy and humility and love for humanity, but I indeed love myself more. In doing so, I will have all that I ever need and want, because I don't know how to love half-heartedly or how to give samples or pieces of me. Whatever kind of relationship it's been, I've always given myself wholeheartedly. And should I ever feel lost, I will always remind myself that everything within every experience in every season is a test of character. Because my spirit is being developed and built to see if I can handle what's next. I will always trust and believe in myself and know that the answers I seek come from that divine light within. I will live well and chase my goals so that others won't rob me of my dreams. I will use my time wisely, knowing that I can accomplish anything. I will not waste my time and seek revenge on something that won't even matter in years to come. Therefore, I will always forgive and move on, yet never forget what has been done. See, I know that I am more than a queen, more than an empress. I am a goddess. So I understand that I have universal connections and manifestation powers, because the universal law is that all energy must and will return to its original owner. Karma is real. So I will continue to do good. But no one but me holds the pen in my story. I am the author of my life. And this is the declaration of my manifestation of loving me. And that's their piece.
So you're coming through with that piece tonight. Okay. All right. You know, I'll be prepared with you.
You know what? This is actually my second piece that I've written this year. Because sometimes I just didn't have that spark inside where I wanted to do anything, you know. I always have something to write.
Trust me, I understand.
No.
I mean, I really understand. But this piece definitely sets the tone, you know, speaking from this particular point of view. You said, this is my declaration of my manifestation of loving me. To love myself, find myself, be myself. And in doing so, I will have all I need and want. I will always trust and believe in myself. I will live well and chase my goals so no others can rob me of my dreams. Now, you said some shit right there. And these are like affirmations for a lot of people that really need to, you know, find that self-worth and that self-esteem that they've been lacking. You know, the need for outside influence to tell them that they're somebody. And, man, if you can get this feeling that you're talking about right here, and nothing can really stop a person from achieving what they want to, because nothing on the outside can stop them. Nothing from the outside can deter them. Nothing from the outside can make them feel less than, because they see their own worth. And I appreciate a poem like this. Absolutely.
Thank you. That's big honor for me. Thank you.
Already. Well, that's how you start a show. You got everybody at the thought-provoking type of piece already. I appreciate that. And hopefully you'll make it back to the next show. I don't know if you'll be able to stick around and continue listening, but if you do, I appreciate that. And also hit the event page. Let other poets know what you appreciate about their work.
Absolutely. I'm here. Absolutely. Thank you. One love, one life.
Already. That was La Pearl La Negra, one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio, doing her thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 213 in the building.
Oh, man.
213, what's happening? Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Yes, Kevin.
I see you done made it early to the show, brother.
I know. I was surprised, bro. You hit me mid. Plus, I'm coughing. Everything over here.
Yeah.
I catch my breath.
This is a little out of ordinary for you, brother, but I ain't mad at you, man. I appreciate you coming through.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start hitting Kim up every time I call before I call now. I hit her up, and I got to hit her. So.
All right. She like the lucky charm, huh? Got you off in his mind, man. Look, a lot of people know about these shows, and she will. Look, she don't appreciate you saying you're going to come to the show and you don't come. So you better not say you coming. You know what I'm saying? Kim going to let you know.
So, that's facts.
I'm going to let you know about yourself. Don't come if you want to. If you tell her you coming. But for real, I appreciate you coming through to the show, man. And I know you're ready to get down and show us what you got, man. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Right. Mic is yours.
Don't know what happens. It's like a chemical reaction inside of my synapses, with you in proximity to me. Like an M.E. named Quincy. You dig my gray matter like a lobotomy. We vibe like similes, but ironically, out of harmony. There ain't no healthy way to compare like minds. Egos come with tripwire like minds. So our relationship is like a metaphor to me. Sometimes I just want to be free. Then I drag my freak and swing like low-hanging fruit on a strange tree. My homie S.Y.A. coined that sapiosexual. You talk all nerdy to me in between the sheets, sewn together, bound by leather, through parables so they can share intellectual ecstasy, something similar to a geyser in Yosemite. Talk about them similes. But the experience is spiritual. So the good news resides on the inside like it's biblical. But to you, I can't get through. Too many snakes in the garden for me to skip through. But I'm addicted to chasing sin until I get bitten Achilles and bear to do. Until the next life of recycled light, watch me dial a flux capacitor back to that first night, our maiden flight, where this sun mirrors your frame like a shadow fleeing the light. Is that Groundhog Day or deja vu? How we relate, a volatile connection. As we ride this thinking ship, it seems as if we just can't get right. With a handful of ass, drunk off champagne and raised boom, boom, boom. But that's life. We fight and break up, die in denial, but renew faith when we wake up. Star crossing, doom to hiccups. I would have listened more attentive if I would have knew a burnt bridge would have ended forever between us. And it's just warming up. And that's that piece.
Look here, brother. Man, you dig my gray matter like a lobotomy. I dig that line. I dig that line. Swinging like low-hanging fruit from a strange tree. I like how you did that. Too many snakes in the garden for me to skip through. Definitely digging that. But my man came through with the flux capacitor line. You take it back to, you know, that's old school. Back to the Future, that's old school. But then, you know, you're not done. Because when you said can't get right, I was like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Then you said boom, boom, boom. I said, yep, all right. All right, I see what you did, man. That's some dope stuff right there, man. I always appreciate you. You got bars all the time, but this is dope right here.
Oh, I appreciate it. Just having fun. I ain't no poet. I just rhyme a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you say that all the time. You say that all the time, too. Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man.
Listen.
You live, Kim?
Listen. Kevin, yo, I'm telling you, you really underrate yourself when it comes to poetry. I'm serious, because the lines you come through with, brother, that line, can you please give me that line back where you said I would have listened more attentive? Give me that line back, please. That shit is so hard.
The whole, like, okay. A volatile connection as we ride this sinking ship. It seems as if we just can't get right with a handful of ass, drunk off champagne and raised boom, 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 but that's life. We fight and break up, die in denial, but renew faith when we wake up, star crossing, doom to hiccups. I would have listened more attentive if I knew a burnt bridge would have ended forever between us. And it's just warming up.
Oh. Yo! The cadence, the wordplay, and then the substance of what you're saying, like, yo, I would have listened more attentive. Like, yo, that's crazy, Kevin. I always appreciate your pen, man. I've been telling you this for years, and I will continue to tell you. You completely underrate yourself, my brother. Your pen is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, he ain't no poet, you know. Like you said, he ain't no poet.
Yeah, he always come through all like, you know, okay, I just rhyme. He always be doing it. Me and Taraji, one love to my sis. Peace. Rest in peace, Taraji. We always been telling him this, man. Always getting on him about that. But, you know, I dig him on being humble. It's all good. But I'm going to say it for you. Your pen is fire, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Already, he know what's up. He know what he doing when he come through here.
He already know.
You know we,
he already
as soon
know.
As he said, as soon as he said himself, gray matter and lobotomy, he knew he was about to kill it. He already
he knew.
That's why he came through doing it like that. I almost got him to repeat that line, but I was like, you kidding? I'm already half alive, you know what I'm saying? I can't even listen to another one. You know, I can't even hear you do it again.
Yeah, man. I'm going to see. Listen, I had to. I'm going to go on back on this event page. I know we got people in the queue, but much love, my brother. You already know.
All right, love.
Appreciate you coming to the show, man. As always, man, hopefully you make it back next time.
So.
Already. That's Kevin Smith doing his thing. We're going to the next caller here. We got another 213 in the building.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing this evening?
We good. We good. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
This is Candy Baby from L.A., La La Land. I hope everybody's doing well this evening.
Already. Appreciate you. I enjoyed being on the show last night. I appreciate you coming through to mine today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate you for sharing. It was an incredible treat. I say treat. I'm tired, y'all. Can
yeah,
y'all ready
yeah.
to get this piece on out?
Already. I'm going to let you do your things. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Grandma once said, if you want to keep something from a nigga, put it in a book.
I've been reading ever since. Practicing listening more than I speak, secret infinite learning. Graveyard will be my diploma.
Nigga screaming, I do it for the youth. Knowledge is power. Planting seeds, watering plants from dehydrated pots. Slowly letting the enemy infiltrate. Worried about if the ops is after them. The ops been after us since 1441 when the first op captured us. The ops in the hood, Free Willy. Well, I gotta watch how I count my bands, tuck my chain. Can't shine too much. I have to prepare for the home invaders. The wrong color, wrong place. Nigga might spray my brain. Guns pointed at the wrong enemy. Time to get on some Nat Turner shit. Fearless Becky's and Bob's in the hood, Free Willy. Like coaches in their heart. I'm in the place where I build my name, learn my game, and I'm homeless. Watch black ownership turn to city. Hey, y'all. They put in the Whole Foods in the hood. But old Ross, you ain't heard? Shit ain't fuss. Corner boys turn fiends. My black city look like a zombie apocalypse. We let them infiltrate, feel safe ally. Once again, they moved us out, rearranged the art, stamped their name, soul food, now comfortable. We left hungry. Everyone got it but us, so who's to blame?
Yes, master, I fell grandma's house.
Fell out, sold us out, didn't get the acre or our mule. Once again, we stripped of everything.
No. Hey, trying to make things nicer. It's a blessing, can't you see?
They let us have a few dispensaries next door to the church houses and liquor markets. They trying to buy us out. They hiring everyone but us. Unless you rapping about knocking another black man out, turning black women into skeezers, slut them out. We the invisible white lion. Don't let the glitter behind you. They call this great shit gentrification. Candy baby, in peace.
You tired though, right? You tired though. You delivered the hell out this piece, but you tired though. Okay,
If you're not too tired, if you could give me the very first stanza back one more time, because you just came in a little too hard for me. I need to hear that one more again.
One more again? Okay. Grandma once said, if you want to keep something from a nigga, put it in a book. I've been reading ever since. Practicing listening more than I speak, secret infinite learning. Graveyard will be my diploma. That one?
Yes, indeed. I like what you were talking about, how they're building shit in the hood. You're talking about that shit ain't for us. My city looks like a zombie apocalypse. And then, look, this hit home because this really happened for me and my family because they sold my grandmama's house. So you got to give me that line one more time, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. There we go. You want me to start from zombie apocalypse?
That's fine. That's fine.
My black city looked like a zombie apocalypse. We let them infiltrate, feel safe, ally. Once again, they moved us out, rearranged our art stamp. They named soul food now comfortable. We left hungry. Everyone got it but us, so who's to blame? Yes, master. I sell grandma's house. Fell out, sold us out, didn't get the acre or the mule. Once again, we stripped of everything.
Didn't get the acre or the mule. It's so, when I say hit home, my grandma worked so hard for her house, right? And paid it off. They sold my grandma's house $18,000. $18,000. Because they thought they were going to get some money. That house is worth $200,000 right now.
And it's going to keep going up.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how it hit home. How this piece hit home. Because I had the money to buy the house. And they didn't even tell me they were going to sell it. They just sold the house. Cause they, and it's 10 kids. So they all got just about $2,000 apiece. So, yeah. That's how it is. But this piece is so dope. This is a real-ass piece. And you did that. So I appreciate you coming through. I know you tired. You was tired last night on your own show. So I thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me. What's up, Queen Kimbrella? I appreciate being on you guys' platform. And I really am tired. I wake up so early in the morning. I'm up at like 4 most days. So by this time, I'd be worn out. The day has had me. So I appreciate you guys having me. And I'll see y'all next time.
All right. That's Candy Baby doing her thing on the show. I'm going to let her get some rest. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 240. In the building.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? I am shocked. But I am glad you are here, brother. Look, it is rare when Joe is on the show and he ain't number one. How you been, man?
Oh, good, man. Just trying to maintain my sanity, you know, always.
Already, man. Look, you in the same boat as all of us, man, because life be life.
Yes, it does.
So have you enjoyed the show so far, my brother? You still there? We lose you? Uh-oh. Like we lost Joe there for a second. All right, Joe, I'm going to try to come back to you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There it is. All right. I'm like, what didn't happen now? The ball talk later. Look, y'all done had a spat.
Nah, that piece Candy Baby did, man. Yeah, that was on point right there. I love that joke.
Wasn't it though? Whew. Wasn't it though? Look, she is a dope artist, man. She never ceases to amaze when she comes through.
Yeah, I was just downtown last night, man, looking how the city changed. I said, man, she hit the nail on the head on that one. Whew.
Right on, man. Right on. She said that. And you know what I'm saying? She hit the points. Her delivery was on point. Like, yeah, she did that.
Yeah, that was a brilliant piece, man, for real.
Indeed. Like, man, I'm sitting here, I was talking to Kim the other night, man. We were listening to poetry and all the new poets that are coming through. And, you know, we sit there like, you know, I know that a lot of people have been doing it way longer than me. But, man, I'm part of the old guard now, man. We in the old guard, just.
Hey, I remember when Lil Candy Baby first came on the set, man. I was impressed. And ain't stopped being impressed. That girl's a beast, anyway.
Nah, it keeps getting better and better.
Brother. What's up, Kim?
Man, I'm happy to be back. Happy to be on this show, man. There's so much going on. This show really just puts me in the mood. It just gives me what I need, man. You don't get good poetry all the time, man, and you guys always come through. With that being said, I'm looking forward to what you got, because I know you didn't come with your hands empty, man. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, here we go. here we go. False prophet. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, only to follow the guidance of what they've heard and seen. Few ever experienced the experience of truly being what they feel they are. Therefore, they are left out in disdain. Therefore, they are acting the same as the mocking begins and the talk of weekends, and it seems no one remembers their name. This two-faced man with his mask in his hand guides you to stay muddied and soiled, spoiled with his shitty phrases, spoiled with the good old days, just waiting to be saved. You know he is no savior. You may drown, and only then will your cognitive ability kick in and realize you were never his flavor. Those days of hallelujah and high favor, faith is not an app with ads, nor the hiss of a fork-tongued asp. The huddled masses have no classes, like tossed glasses broken by the fireplace, broken as his cold face, mimicking the glow of life. He stands there saying, come to me. Band together in hopes to be free, drowning in a sea of foretold inequity. He's high and dry now. The bowels up and your stem down. The mask of a clown, the false prophet frowns, and we follow the smile all the way down. Time is precious, and I've lost too many friends this last year. Family and a couple of peers last year. I've shed no tears yet. So I'm trying to live in the moment, blessed. Would have, could have, should have, are nothing more than words of regret. What do we have but time? But we don't have time, and plans that don't pan out are taking time from my mind. Everything isn't going to work out every day, every time. So yes, time is precious, or am I just restless? I calculate morality into my reality. With the casualties of a guest list, I guess this time was wasted, not consuming what I've tasted. Maybe too much day-to-day shit has been taken mistakenly. The cost of time usually be breaking me. Bad movies, bad books, but we looked, but we took the time to look. We even make up time in the daytime just to save some time for some playtime, some me time. Sometimes we time breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is sleep a waste of time or stuck at home in winter? What can you do when time is against you? The clock keeps running on. Sometimes we just skip through, slip to, triple. Multitasking is like a staple. It allows you to do more with the time you allotted for, but we never do. Dinner at 8, you arrive at 10. 2 hours wasted just figuring what to wear, styling your hair, searching for anywhere. They've been in your pocket. Time made rocket science. Clocked in compliance, locked in reliance. Friends or clients, man, time is precious. Peace.
Boy, you flowed the hell out of this piece, man. You flowed the hell out of this piece, Joe. Man, give me back the calculated morality into my reality line. Just give me that one.
I calculate morality into my reality, but the casualties of a guest list, I guess this time was wasted, not consuming what I tasted. Maybe too much day-to-day shit.
Killing it, man. Look, you got so many lives in here. Sometimes we time breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, what can you do when life is against you? Sometimes we skip through. Everything isn't going to work out every time. Like drowning in a sea of foretold inequity. Give me that one back. One more time. Give me that one back.
No, let me see. I got that. In the lane, snow is glistening. Yeah, he stands there saying, come to me, band together in hopes to be free, drowning in a sea of foretold inequity. And he's high and dry now. The bow's up and your stem down. The mask of a clown, the false prophet frowns. And you follow the smile all the way down.
Mm. Killing it, brother, man. You keep doing it, man. You just keep writing and keep writing and keep writing. I'm always impressed with what you come through with, man. You got a hell of a pen, bro.
Likewise, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Indeed, indeed, man. I appreciate you coming to the show, you know, being consistent like you always are and doing your thing, man. Hopefully you make it to the next show.
If you have it, I'll be there, bro.
Already. That's Joe, the verbal mind dancer, doing his thing. Man, the show is starting off hot. We're going to go to the next one. We got 713 in the building.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. What's going on, sir?
What's going on? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
We got Sir Lawrence in the building.
Already, man. How you been, man? I see you posted a whole lot of pictures, man. Who you trying to trap, brother?
Yeah. Now, it was, what's the name, gave me that challenge, the 10-day photo challenge. And, because I was telling her name is, wow, I can't believe I had the brain fog to them. But she been posting some dynamite pictures, man. And I apologize.
You got caught up in the challenge, huh?
I did. Wow. Melanie Johnson. That's her name.
Okay, get it right, man. Get it right before she come through. I had to put them hairs on.
That is too funny. But otherwise, everything's good. Everything's good.
All right, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you made it to the show. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Yes, everybody's been coming with it, you know. Sandbagging on those lines, that's what I think.
There's plenty of that, man. Look, these people come to this show and do the thing. Like, look, you can't come here slipping. That's all I can say. If you will come to this show, don't come through here slipping.
And that's the truth. The Renaissance.
Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at it. You know, everybody's been doing it. We're going into our fourth year, brother. Man,
wow.
We've been doing this for a little bit, and y'all been here supporting us this entire time, man. So that means a lot. So, yeah, with that being said, man, I know you came to do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Half past the hour, you're not liking me. Always attaching ourselves to a tag, a situation. It's the time we should tell instead of begging to be heard. 10:30, our truth, not quarter past, no real proof. Claim the image God gave you instead of the word value trick. The 30 starts after 12, as we are the original one. We are traveling at the speed of thought and still can't tell time, as another skin didn't make it to 30. When will both hands unify? That's the second question. Searching for a God, is it not a search for ourselves?
You never know what you're going to come through with, man. So that's some shit right there. You came through with some lines, man. So I need you to just, like, see if I can pull this up here because I need that way one more time. Yeah, the very first stanza. Like, give me that one back.
Half past the hour, you're not liking. Always attaching ourselves to a tag, a situation. It's the time we should tell instead of begging to be heard. Insert. It's our truth, not quarter past, no real proof.
So what did you see that made you write this? Because I know this is making me think of social media, but I just want to see for myself. What inspired that?
Okay. There's been a lot of talk about slavery and the narrative. Okay. Now, the majority of what is being said about it is basically coming from a stance of no real proof.
Hmm. Okay. And see, that's what the poetry does. I was thinking you're talking about individuals who are clout chasing. And that's what I was getting from it. It really made me think of people who clout chase, who attach themselves to things just so they can have a name, you know, so their name could come up even though they have nothing to do with what they've attached themselves to. And
but
that's what I got.
But if you really think about us as what we're doing and experiencing, that's our downfall.
Right on.
The majority of things that are said, talked about, distributed, are all from a one-sided perspective. So it's like me and you having a conversation, and I'm telling you, you know, about why the stars are this way because I know. And then Joe Smoltz standing over there listening. And then he takes it like he can take it verbatim. But this is only dealing with me and you.
Right.
That's a lot of what's happening. A lot of decisions, that's why I say tag and situations, because a lot of stuff that's being said, you know, just case in point, our systems are different than everybody else. And I know that's a big drop, but that's truth.
That's a fact,
so
though.
So you can't listen to a one size fit all deal.
But that's where the research comes in. A lot of people don't do that. Got to take the time. Hey, Ken, what you think about this piece?
Listen, he had. First of all, I always love when he comes through. Long, you know, it's been a long time. I definitely appreciate how you've been an avid. You know, contributed to this platform, but you had a line where you said, searching for God, is that not a search for ourselves? That one liner right there, it took me so many different places because just like you're saying, you know, without the research, just kind of conforming to just one point of view. You got some people who think, you know, when you speak of God or omnipresence, it's outside of yourself. When that is really, it starts from within, and then you work outward. So that line right there that was fluent with me. That wrapped up, like, everything that you were saying. You had some other lines, but that one right there hit me.
I hear you, Kim. Thank you for that. And if I could just say this one other thing, and, you know, because this is something that's starting to reemerge because it was real prevalent at one point. You know, like, one of us to get on stage and say accepting award, acceptance, whatever like this. And then one of the first things that I said is giving honor to God, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So you know, if you really meant that, and don't get me wrong, if you really meant that, you know what I'm saying? You really know that there's a God, you know, you really know that that God is all powerful. Can you imagine the force that has you standing? First of all, I'm giving honor to God because none of this really matters, man. But is that really true?
It's all, you know, and that's the thing. There's so many different people. So to really think that there's only one way of life, you know, you definitely got to look outside of that because there's so many different people with so many different walks of life with so many different purposes. So that in itself lets us know we have to look beyond one thing. There would just be one person if it was only one thing. All of us would be pointless if it was just one thing. So this is a very, very thought-provoking piece, extremely thought-provoking. It's intriguing me to even think about my own way of thinking. I really appreciate this piece more than you know.
That's the beautiful thing about poetry, man. You know, everybody can take something that you said and then have their own path to a different, you know, state of mind. So always appreciate you coming through with the thought-provoking stuff, man. And hopefully you make it to the next show, man, and do the thing one more time.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And it's always a pleasure.
Already.
Much love.
My man doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the break. We're going to do that real quick and come back with some host spit for you. And we're going right back to the callers. We got right after host spit, we got 707-573-937-501-424-609-240-281 in the queue. We're going to go in that order as soon as we come back. But this is Renaissance Poetry Jam on Epiphany Radio, and we will be right back.
Can't afford me what I need. No, no, I'm trying to give. I've been looking at you all night.
It is proven through economics and statistics that we are systemic control of black people. Minds shackled, no windows, brains on house arrest. To the point that black people say it's okay when Officer White gets a paid vacation check. When he felt his life was in danger, he stood on the hood of a car and fired 47 bullets into two unarmed heads and chests. Like he was in a Terminator movie with John Connor to protect. No repercussions for his actions, no reason to repent. Like, how does something like that even unfold? Do you even realize how many times he had to reload? To justify, you say, but blacks kill blacks, though. When blacks kill blacks, where do you think they go? Holding cells, conviction, death row, police don't, but justice is equal. Almost feels like it's surrounded by a murderous license, intent to kill, bastards with shields, can't wait to put hands on another Emmett Till. And I know all police aren't evil, but I'm dangerous when armed with a hoodie, some tea, and a pack of Skittles. So how the fuck would you feel? But we're talking about murder. So let's talk about murder, murder of our culture, our way of life, the need for insight regardless of race or plight. We forgot how to fight, and not just for our rights, but for what's right. So why take the time to even read what I write? You've already accepted that cops don't need to read us our rights before chokeholds take our sight, send our souls in search of a guiding light.
We keep accepting this decline, this decrease. Black people being brutalized is now simply publicized, commercialized. See it so many times, we're desensitized to the hashtags. In a couple of days, we fake cared. We laugh at memes that claim we fake care. Is social media appeased? Not even in the least. Acting like we already got the mark of the beast, ready to attack one another when they let go of the leash. Time for self-hate to cease. Still, we have the nerve to beg for love from the police. Don't even love ourselves. We attack and belittle more than any other culture, circling our own demise like vultures, happy to drop the mic on the failed black life in peace, stuck on individual growth instead of the mass increase. But that's the missing piece. Look at our neighborhoods. Can't you see it's missing that piece? It passes all understanding, I understand, beyond the belief and hatred of the common man. And I know the deal. I see it when I stand on the corner like common man, with the last poet speaking light on this common land. On common ground, let's get our hands dirty in the common sand, mine deep for righteous gold in our minds like King Solomon. Or have you forgotten the mountaintop where Martin Luther King was allowed to stand? Said he'd seen the promised land. I promise, man. King wasn't talking about Chicago killings over colors and contraband. Swear he was talking about all races hand in hand, with blacks holding one another up, rejecting the master plan. Not riding each other's backs, whipping on one another like a skilled equestrians. But I understand that you don't understand. So we stay in last place, hoping on the wait. Because we hope for the love that we should show one another from the same race that taught us how to hate. Shit, y'all need to wake up. It's been past too late. But I understand. If I try to unplug you from the matrix, it's my life you try and take. Renaissance. Your brother Renee in the building. What's happening, sis?
What's up, my brother? First and foremost, I mean, I'm going to get to your spit because, I mean, that was just heavy. I just want to take the time to give a shout-out to each and every poet that hit the mic so far. This first half of Renaissance Poetry Jam has been amazing. The depth, the level of penmanship, the thought-provoking, risk-taking ink that we've heard so far, just man, it just lets us know how much we really, truly love this craft, how much we really, truly are walking in our purpose and not just pushing our pens for 15 minutes of fame, but to actually have something to say, to make changes, to spark minds. So I really thoroughly appreciate y'all. My brother, this peep right here, let me tell you something. It's been a minute. I don't even know if I've ever heard you spit this piece online, but let me just give you some. You had some lines in there that really just hit my chest. You said it's social media appeased, not even the least, acting like we got the mark of the beast, stuck in individual growth instead of mass increase. That right, let me tell you something. That right there, that line right there is the reason that we keep going in these vicious cycles and not moving the dial where we need to move it. I understand that, you know, preservation of self is, you know, the first law of nature. I get that. But when you get up, pull your brother up, pull your sister up. Don't hold all the knowledge just to be superior or looked at as above. Start pulling people up. Network with other people. That line. Then you said there was a line where you started talking about the last poet speaking. Can you give me that line or those lines right around that and then that line back?
All right, let me see here.
Something about the last poet speaking on this common land, something to that effect.
All right. So, look at our neighborhoods. Can't you see it's missing that piece? It passes all understanding, I understand, beyond the belief and hatred in the common man. And I know the deal. I see it when I stand on the corner like common man, with the last poet speaking light on this common land. On common ground, let's get our hands dirty in the common sand. Mine deep for righteous gold and our minds like King Solomon. Or have you forgotten the mountaintop where Martin Luther King was allowed to stand? Said he's seen the promised land.
Come on, brother. Come on. I have no words. The piece is so necessary. From so Lawrence was telling us about, you know, not just thinking on one way. Then you started talking about we seek for the love that we should be giving one another. That line right there, too, because that is a very, very potent line. We seek for the love that we should be giving to each other, but it's like we seek it from the people who taught us hatred. Give me that line back. It was around something like that. I'm paraphrasing it, but I need you to give it back because it was very potent.
But I understand that you don't understand. So we stay in last place, hoping on the wait, because we hope for the love we should show one another from the same race that taught us how to hate.
Listen, because a lot of people will not go back and do the knowledge on history to understand where we got some of our incorrect thinking, some of our incorrect behaviors, that's another reason why we'll be stuck. A lot of people don't understand that, man. And we got to do better, man, with informing each other. We got to do better with, you know, becoming more informed. We got to do better with speaking out. But this piece, I so appreciate it because you hit on some things that, you know, we don't grab a hold of this. We'll be talking about this for another 4 or 5 generations. Over and over and over again. So, man, that was a very powerful and potent piece.
Already, definitely appreciate that. You always catch the lines, man. This is just like when I heard the corner today, I was like, I had to spit this piece. You know, playing comedy.
Yeah,
just put in mind to spit this piece. I almost had to change it listening to October London. I almost came with something else. But I was like, you know, October London is about to have me bring up, you know, what you like to call velvety pipes. Almost did it. You know, I had to go with my first mind. So, yeah, real talk, but this was one of the shows that it could have gone either way. But the best shit could have gone either way today. But, yeah, man.
You
I
know how
it is.
We talk about this. Yeah, we talk about this all the time, me and you. Before we prepare for the show, we always go through what we may spit, and we like, you know what, we say this, but as soon as that mic goes on and them poets come through, you never know what the energy's going to bring. So like you, my brother, I feel you. I feel you.
Already. But I'm going to let you do what you came to do, so just, you know, let everybody understand that I'm glad that she got to say what she needed to say, and hopefully you guys have a good memory because you're probably going to forget. Probably gonna forget everything that was just said because
now,
when she comes through and spit, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, you go forget everything else. Batten down the hatches, people. Get your sandbags, all of that. Because I got the people on standby to clean up the water that she about to do the thing. Hurricane is coming through. The alarms is going off. I'm gonna press mute.
Why?
It's yours.
We started off on such a good note. Here we go. Let me get my life together. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, except for my people. See, them 1865 black codes still roam our present-day mental streets. Until you turn into a withering version, a mascot of their perversion, with your purpose burning up in the same smoke that branded the air with cross-charred grass, necklaces of rope, squeezing death and submission around throats. So I'm authoring growth. Allow the hands of time to stroke the girth of understanding until it bursts all over your mind's eye. Leaking amplified brain over auditory waves that ride rhythms into the eardrums of sound mind. I'm asphyxiating the devil and his advocates with every blessed 24 that he directly deposits into my account above ground. I pour these pages with ink rages to cure my painting hunger. My painting hunger, my slumber thunders with distractions bound beneath anxiety's pillow. pulling my eyelids apart with aggression, and now I'm sketching the turning wheels of my thoughts train, transporting the cargo of shackled tears into awakened verses, and I rise. Tears filling my eyes, employing this spillage as my mission statement to the cold souls that sold oppression to the souls of our future's direction, and I refuse to provide sugarcoats just to warm their image in the lesson. Tones of melanin were demoted into an inhumane sentence, tying a noose around minds, forcing the physical to comply in shades, genders, and age to divide and subtract to ensure that we never look back or dig up the buried treasure within our true identity. Veins scream. Ancestral blood bears horrific scenes of disease, plank bodies upon ships with corked anuses to disguise sickness and whips whelping skin until the mind submits. Doctrines of exclusion removing our rights to inherit bliss, cementing our roses to ensure equality never exists unless we're dribbling or carrying balls, singing and rhyming sadistic, self-inflicted, misogynistic lyrics until our destruction or fall. Sound familiar? Because this ain't no coincidence. Just mere facts and wickedness, like the Diversity Act, monitoring the gathering of five or more blacks. Meritorious manumission made our hunger for freedom listen to the lack of trust within our own face, while our women were raped and children sold, while master's babies fed on their breasts. Still waters of the night, bold yet fearful in refuge for the freedom of life. Symbolism force-feeding rejection of the darker complexion, yet the Pope prays to the very same image, and they wonder why I side our religion. Besides, God never spoke of such a thing from the very beginning. I recite this wisdom to the night, to arise understanding in the day and offer growth for our future before time's hands become abusive, beating our hopes and dreams into a numbness that muffles the sounds of injustice's screams. See, you can't even begin to muster the present if you haven't peaked in the past. And this ain't about stirring hate. It's about stirring up consciousness until we're all awake. It's about feeding our youth with substance, letting them know why our ancestors stopped running so their eyes can reflect something other than stares that are blank. It's about saving generations from the vicious cycle that tried to lynch our fate because Emmett Till, Anthony Anderson, Trayvon Martin, Kendrick Johnson, Eric Garner, Mike Brown, Jordan Davis, Tyrone West, Sandra Bland, Philando Castile, and Alton Sterling ain't even scratched the surface of what awaits if we don't take the time to understand where it all began, because it's amplified and it's speaking into the speakers of your spirit, but you can no longer deny that we hear it, even over the distractions that have rationed our perception into acceptance while disengaging our most powerful weapons until we rest in the pieces of history where the pages were stuck together. Sound minds become fearing their audible inhumanity while it was postcarded and applauded. And sadly enough, it seems like we're headed right back to where we started. In peace.
Woo! Give me a second. I'm trying to find my phone with my notes on it because it's like underwater over here. Everything is like
you know what? Mm-mm.
It's just like you hear that I'm splashing through the water. I'm trying to get there it is.
You know what? No.
There it is. I had to find it. It kind of got blown away. Like did I even spit? I don't remember. I think all that stuff is, I don't remember anything. So I was like, I want her to give me back the line where she said the tearing the eyelids apart. And then I was like, no. Now, I want her to give me the line where she said the mission statement, too cold. But then you said ancestral. Look, it's too many lines. And that's why we called you Hurricane, because everything's blown. I'm blown away. You know what I'm saying? So the ancestral blood, I think I want that one back. Cause you was talking about the rappers and now that give me that stanza one more time. Just let me get that one.
Which one was it that you want me? Oh,
when you start with the ancestral, yeah, you talking about the rappers and the misogynistic lyrics and yeah, give me
okay,
that. Okay,
I got you. Ancestral blood bears horrific scenes of disease, plank bodies upon ships with corked anuses to disguise sickness and whips whelping skin until the mind submits. Doctrines of exclusion removing our rights to inherit bliss, cementing our roses to ensure equality never exists unless we're dribbling or carrying balls, singing and rhyming sadistic, self-inflicted, and misogynistic lyrics until our destruction or fall. Sound familiar?
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Y'all thought I was playing. Y'all thought I was playing. If your house is underwater right now, it's your fault. If you ain't got no insurance, it's your fault. Because I told y'all. I tried to warn y'all. I told you to get standards. I tried to tell everybody, but they don't be listening. It's y'all fault. Because she just wrecked shop. She wrecked shop. Everything is insured over here. So I can replace it by the time we do another show. I ain't even worried about it. Couch is done.
You know what? I can't. I really cannot. I just want to, because there's some things that, this is what I'm talking about. You brought up some lines in your piece, and I'm going to go because I know we got some people coming on, but this is what I'm talking about going back in history and getting a little piece, not the stuff that they're going to teach you in school, because it's the same five people every doggone year. They ain't going to teach you nobody new, but something like doctrines of exclusion. You know, this is something that I learned, I would say, within the last 5 years that I knew nothing about. And basically what it states is that, neither of the existing black population, their descendants, or any blacks shall be permitted to enjoy the fruits of white society. That was an actual doctrine back in 1638.
Absolutely. And what a lot of people don't understand about doctrine and things of that nature, before I let you hear, is that this very same Bible that they are telling you that they gave to the slaves, they made one special for the slaves. It had like 13 mm-hmm. books in it. It's actually a book they call the Slave Bible that is in a museum. And that's the one they gave to the slaves. They didn't even teach them the true Bible and all the things that they were actually supposed to be going by. So they definitely gave us the scraps in every possible way, whether it was pig feet, whether it was the Slave Bible. They gave us the scraps in every possible way.
Come on now, they even, even thinking about how we have some of this behavior where we turn against each other for them. You spoke about the love that we should be sharing each other, and then we learn certain things from them. They even had this thing, I think it was called meritorious manumission, where like black people were rewarded for personal gain if they turned in another one of their brothers to one of their white masters for doing something revolting, anything that was, going against the code. They turned them in, they got rewarded for it. These kind of things still take place today, but we don't know the names for it. We don't know the history of where it started. We don't even know why we move like this, and you will never know until you start doing your research. So, my brother, I appreciate you. It's a blessing to be beside you. It sharpens my pen. All you poets sharpen my pen. And I'm going to sit back because I can't wait to see what they're going to bring for the rest of the show.
Already. And just to add a little bit there to the reality of what you were saying there, if anyone who's interested in this kind of knowledge, you get your hands on this book called 1619, and you will discover that there's, the people like to say, we are not our ancestors. Well, the reason why you have the nerve to say that is because they didn't teach you about your ancestors. There are so many that revolted that you never heard about because somebody told on them and they were hung before it went down. So that being said, go to the next caller here. We got 707 in the building.
Hello, my brother and my sister. How y'all doing?
What's happening, ma'am? How you doing today? I'm going to leave Kim off in here because I already know it's about to be ugly. I know it's about to go to the left.
What up, Lily?
What's up, sis?
I'm saying, how have your Mondays been? How have your Mondays been, ma'am?
I'm wondering because she just hit a note. Like
my Mondays has been beautiful. Yeah.
We going to talk about that after the show, ma'am.
We going to talk about that later. Your sister got options. It's nice to have options.
I'm just going to pour me a little wine right here because I did tell y'all we was going to go left. So I'm going to pour me a little wine here. I told y'all we was going to go left.
Keep.
What you bringing,
sis? What am I bringing?
Oh, what am I bringing? Oh, hold on. Let me focus on what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, because you know I lost track. Okay, so I'm pointing to who got next. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute.
Okay, black people, hide your kids, hide your men. It's hunting season once again. That's right, boys and girls. We hunting for niggers. Pulling triggers when you run. Shoot you down just for fun. Come on down. Who's going to be the next victim on Lose Your Life? Well, all you tar babies, lose whether we're wrong or right. See, we have the authority by an overwhelming majority to shoot you dead like the rabbit dog that you are. This badge right here states that we own you, like we owned your ancestors, like when we rape your wives and sisters. We will administer any and all punishment we feel that you deserve. We're the boogie monsters who hide under your bed. You need to get this shit through your head. We are in control of your beating heart. We determine when, not if, it stops. If you don't want to play your part, we'll give you a ready start before we take you down. See, we're not just going to take over your town, but this whole U.S. of A. KKK? We have ways of destroying you. Your little group want to protest? Go ahead. We have plenty of bulletproof vests and masks. Let's choke your asses out with some, throw you in jail and lock you away like some caged monkeys. Don't matter if you catch us on video because we run this show. We have politicians under our belt. You felt that mental whip that we inflicted on you? We've taken over Florida, the rest of the South, and all throughout the nation. This killing sensation is the best thing since we hung your asses from trees. I don't know why you people consider our form of extermination a global tragedy, because you're killing off your own kind in your community anyway. You rob for the thrill and fill your race up with drugs. If you don't give a fuck, why should we? We vow to make your lives hell because your black lives don't matter. We will shatter your very existence for as long as you live, which won't be too long if we have it our way. We'll stomp on your blackberries until your juices stain the streets. You will feel the agony from these feet. What won't kill you should make you weaker, because we are the seekers and destroyers of your youngsters. Your children have no future because they are easily distracted, and the fact that they fight each other gives us great pleasure. We are the boys in blue who will white out all you black sons of bitches. Believe that. Our guns stay cocked, loaded, and ready to have target practice on your kids. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. We will accomplish our goals until our last breath. So tell me, nigger, who got next?
Well, damn. I mean, you just... He came through with it. You got the hard ER on the end of these pieces, end of these words there.
That's what they call us.
And you ain't lying. I mean, you get in character.
Yeah.
You get in character.
Yeah.
Man, this killing sensation is the best thing since we hung your asses from a tree. Shit.
Yo, she went in.
I mean.
In.
You had
she
a lot
said,
to say.
Yo, she said, we're not going to just take over this town, but the whole U.S. of A, KKK. Yo!
Mm-hmm. The way that
the
she said
it. The wordplay on that shit was crazy. Oh, my God. But, yo, I really need you. It's a couple lines, and then right into the lines where you said, we'll stomp on your blackberries until your juices fill the street. Give me the few lines before that, up until that line.
Okay. I will... Okay, let's see. Lord, where did it go? You said a couple lines before it, or what?
It was like two lines before that, like a couple lines before that, and then right up to that line, because I want them to get the full feel going into that line.
Okay. If you don't give a fuck, why should we? We vow to make your lives hell because your black lives don't matter. We will shatter your very existence for as long as you live, which won't be too long if we have it our way. We'll stomp on your blackberries until your juices stain the streets. You will feel the agony from these feet.
Damn.
What won't kill you will make you weaker, because we are the seekers and destroyers of your youngsters. Your children have no future because they are easily distracted, and the fact that they fight each other gives us great pleasure.
Yo, Lily. First of all, I love, you are such a risk taker. You have quite a few poems that have an actual voice that you get into. You got to be willing to go there to get into a character like that. I can't even imagine, like, when you did this piece, did it evoke some kind of feeling in you? You know what I mean? As you were, like, in that voice and in that character and in those lines, like, because I ain't going to lie to you, you did the piece so good that it triggered some shit in me.
It's supposed to trigger you. It's from the standpoint of the prejudiced older white man.
Absolutely.
But
you get that ER the way you do. Hey, anybody who's listening is going to feel a way about that hard ER now.
Exactly.
I understood what you were doing. I definitely picked up on that.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know I was a chunky black woman on the phone. I would have to lock my door and get security.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. If you was anything other than Lily,
that's what I'm saying.
Knees and these elbows and these hands.
Right.
Like, you get these hands. Like, yeah, absolutely.
It was done so well, it almost made me forget it was Lily. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no,
I was like, whoa.
I ain't forget it all, because otherwise it'd be a whole different person on this line. Be a whole different person responding if I thought it was somebody else.
It's supposed to do that.
Because
it's that older, prejudiced white man that's talking.
You channel that very well. You channel that very well, ma'am.
He did. That's what I'm saying. Man. Oh, my God. I'm like literally.
I wrote this back in 2015.
And it's always going to have to say, because, again, a lot of us wrote.
It's still happening.
2015, 2016, 2017 time frame. The one that I spit, I think I wrote in 2016. And it's relevant today. It hasn't changed. And that's what a lot of these poems that we spit, they still fit. I mean, that was back with Trayvon, Martin. I'm talking about Skittles and tea. And you understand exactly what I'm talking about.
I caught
it's
all
the
that.
Same freaking feeling, because it ain't changed. But that's the beauty of poetry. Like, we can spit about anything at any time. All of us have this ability. You can talk about your life in many ways. You can talk about sex. You can talk about things that are political. You can talk about relationships between men and women. Not every poet has the ability to do that. You are able to tap into that, and it's a beautiful thing. I love hearing you come through and recite, especially when you get into character. It just lets people know that you have range. So always enjoy when you come through, Lily.
Thank you. Pray for me, you guys, because there's two things I got to do. Someone talked me into doing a slam, so I'm in a slam January
29th.
Congratulations. Thank you. And I cannot use a book or a phone, so I'm trying to memorize some shit. My brain is
My memory.
No, we're definitely praying for you on that, because you ain't the only one in that boat. I'm with you.
That's right. I'm telling you, but you know what? Hey, you got these platforms. This is the perfect place, you know, to get that in memory. Just, you know, go to different platforms, spit it off memory till you get it there. And then when you go, you got this. But I understand where you're coming from. It's definitely a challenge.
Thank you. Thank you. And then we're going to have at my the school I work at, we're going all out for our Black History assembly and stuff, because, you know, everybody else have their little, they were going hard for theirs. Black folks have stepped in the chat now. We about to go in. So the teacher wanted me to write a poem, and I've never done this before. She wanted me to write it about notable abolitionists and the Underground Railroad. So I'm going to have to do my homework.
Oh, shit. Yeah, please do that homework, because I'm looking forward to see who all you include in that piece.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, much love, sis. We definitely appreciate you coming through. I love, you know, I always love you. You are such a versatile poet. I always tell you that. You have poetry from every angle, and you always do a fantastic job. Much love to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise.
Already. Hopefully you make it back to the show next time.
But of course.
Already. That was Lily doing her thing in the building. We have 573 on the mic.
What the fuck, Keith, Eric, and Renee? Oh, I love you too. It is Citizen Spittle. Let's fucking get it on.
What's up, man? how you hanging out over there with that lick in your belly, man?
I'm cool, dude. I'm cool. This is a slow drunk. I need a burn. I've taken a lot of mushrooms in the last 12 days. They're not going to help me. They help me be where I am now.
Look at the mushrooms. Oh, my gosh. We got to see where that's going to lead tonight on the mic.
The understanding is yourself, right? Fucking love me. I absolutely love me. I don't always like me, right? But I love the fuck out of me because I know
as
the fuck
you
out
said.
Of me.
As you said, because if nobody else will, who will but you?
Get joy. Man, so, no, let's do it. All right, take ready?
Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. We're going into the vault here. Now, I just submitted the chat book, and I'm infamous. I'm about to be fucking famous. And, as the phone drops on the floor, this is, and so it is.
Pay attention, motherfuckers, they gon' miss it.
There's no point, trivial redundancy, dribble, sputtered inside, rotating idiocracy. How's the ledge not going to be slippery now? It may not be raining. Damn! It's wet out. I can't find shelter in open wounds of wrong. No bandage can hinder the flood of my errant ways. Sirens should heed warning to the storm unleashed. This is eccentric. Debutante, overzealous, upstart. His arm distances. No void can fathom the trace. You whisper new and breaks. Chasm deeply unrelenting. Interlock these failures and harsh overtures. Blame? A blaze is abundant on shores far and wide. My tide drew into place an absence of life out in the fur. That's just vibration. Vibration is what's past. I feed on essences of catastrophe. Tapped. Drunken. Short breath. Missing my own dying. Your lighthouse. Dark. Mystic. Running bad. Mojo and waves. Need is a festering cancer to devour all souls. I'm not flooding the quicksand in my face. Extinguishing the resilience under cracks and folds. This afterbirth of growing hay. So cold. What's a hearth of passion sees love's warmth fading? Crack on the carousel, a limp horse. Dreams are chasing distorted sounds. Once known merriment, cat. Recoil face. Heavy on, Jason. Severing this misery and pain. I wanna die. And I'm cast spotless of cutscenes. Time was virtue, but recently, even seconds are obscene. Gutted and chained, eyes wide shut to this madness. Reason? May one day boil over this kettle, scorched black. One hopes to see the heat sanitize what's gone off track. I know. I'm losing chance and preoccupying. What's the fucking beat? Shadows are enveloping the sky and thunder burst over you and I. And so it is. It's fucking meant to be. The Bakker of Three.
Sir. Your poetry, and I have to just be honest with you, just serves articulation. A lot of your poem was lost in the emotion. The emotion is great, and it comes through, but a lot of the words get caught up in that same emotion. And because of that, the piece is lost a little bit. I want everybody to be able to catch everything that you're saying and all the emotion that's involved when you do a piece, when you come through, because I know that there's a lot here, but I get bits and pieces of it. And I know it's important to you as a poet to be able to get your listener to hear what you're saying. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there for you. Like, the piece has so much energy, but it's really hard to follow because I can't understand all the words.
That's why I put it in the chat, dude. I posted it to the
page. You know what? I didn't even get to see that in the chat. That's definitely something that's helpful. Probably being able to read along with that. I'm going to bring Kim in. I think she wanted to talk for a little bit as well.
Yes. Hey, Sinister Spitoff. First and foremost, I appreciate you always coming through to be an avid supporter of our platform. You've been coming through to us for years. And I agree. Like, I definitely, you know, we love that you put your piece in the chat, and I encourage everybody to do that. But the gift is your performance. So the fact, because you're performing, we want to make sure that that performance is felt to the, you know,
fullest degree that it can. You know, I'm able to pull pieces here and there, but one of the reasons why I want people to really understand your piece is because it has a lot to do with mental health. And there's a lot of people that struggle with that. And I think that some of the things that you have to say would really, really help our listeners. But we just need you to articulate a little better between the emotion is dope. The performance is dope. I love the fact that you put the piece in the chat. But the truth is your gift is the fact that you're performing. And we want that to come through in your performance as well for people that's hearing you for the first time. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that they're getting every gem that you're giving in the
piece. I can appreciate that. And yes, I am inebriated. Not where I should be, considering what
yeah.
my life is put in front of me. But here's the thing. this man in front of you knows
mm-hmm.
life has been through every deficit, deceit, and crevice, and understands. And what I'm doing right now, I'm not here fucked up. I'm here slow bleeding to exonerate. Like, I this motherfucker put me off today. He stopped in my road.
And
I'm a Californian. I was about to get out of the car and beat the fuck out of this motherfucker.
Well,
we're glad.
Well, you know, you could have been in jail instead of sitting in my chair. We appreciate you having me on too. But on the real, we do appreciate that you're able to come through the way that you do. I mean, we do appreciate how you support the show. And just like Kim pointed out, it's very important, you know, what you said. Everything you got going on, everything you're going through, definitely helpful if you're able to support. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. It looks like his call dropped anyway. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 937 in the building.
Hey, hey.
Hey, indeed. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Sugar Brown, poet Sugar Ramone, however you know me.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
It's been amazing, dope show. Took a little time, but it came back. Yeah. It was awesome.
Already.
Yeah.
Already. We appreciate your support as well. We appreciate how you always share the show. And you always come through with dope poetry, so we definitely look forward to what you got.
Thank you. I'm going to do this little piece and get on out the way.
All right, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
She coordinates the color of her eyeshadow to her clothing, wipes the saturated pigment on her lids as adornment for the gods, catches the sun's attention so it'll smile its heat on her skin. Her melanin glistens its pride in shades of bronze, her curls in an afro that tickles the sky's nose. I wear my neutral face, hoping to blend into the surroundings, hiding in plain sight, bending over backwards to limbo beneath the male gaze, sweeping myself under rugs, better off not being noticed, dodging the hay babies hurled my way. She sways her hips to reggae, a staccato in her thighs that tempts the rhythm to jump from the music and dance with her, cares only about finding lost innuendos in the bass, answering only to the call of the drums to her soul, lyrics hummed in the back of her throat like a Sunday hymn. I walk carefully to my car alone, eyes scanning and darting to make sure I'm no deer in anyone's crosshairs, mugging my face like a war mask. You don't want to try me. I won't be an easy victim. She is soft, cuddly like cotton swaddling, pliable when she blows in the wind, moves like peanut butter on a hot day, melts slow, flows like water in a refreshing stream. I am cold. Ice like igloo, look away before eye contact becomes an invitation, before hellos become unintended attention, objectification. Brimming in the words, rejection could become a reason to be fitted for a casket, a reason tears flow like water in a refreshing stream. We live this economy, understand the understand the double standard she plays in my shadow, makes herself small in compartments labeled woman and feminine, a cage bird singing to be released. I cover her true identity like a concealed weapon, keep her in cage subjection, only allowed to come out when the coast is clear, when it is safe to be the most unprotected person in the world, when it is safe to be a black woman in peace.
Damn. Man, you went in on this piece. Give me back where you said that. Well, first of all, I need the first stanza back because, yeah, the way you started it off, I need that one back.
She coordinates the color of her eyeshadow to her clothing, wipes the saturated pigment on her lids as a dormant for the gods, catches the sun's attention so it'll smile its heat on her skin. Her melanin glistens its pride in shades of bronze, her curls in an afro that tickles the sky's nose.
The wordplay and the imagery, the painting that these words just did, the way you started it off is beautiful, but the point of the piece is what makes this so beautiful. Give me back where you said she sways her hips to reggae. Give me that.
She sways her hips to reggae, a staccato in her thighs that tempts the rhythm to jump from the music and dance with her, cares only about finding lost innuendos in the bass, answering only to the call of the drums to her soul, lyrics hummed in the back of her throat like a Sunday hymn. I walk to my car alone, eyes scanning and darting to make sure I'm no deer in anyone's crosshairs, mugging my face like a war mask. You don't want to try me. I won't be an easy victim.
The way that you have to describe simply enjoying dancing and being in the rhythm, in the song, in the beat, feeling it in your soul, in your entire being, and then having to switch that into a warrior type of mindset as you walk to your car. This piece, as you continue to go into it, pointed out this in many different ways, and how, as you ended being an unprotected black woman, nobody just really thinks about how often, you know, a woman has to switch up these particular emotions and mindsets and ways of being just to survive, just to exist in this world. I think this is an amazing piece.
Thank you. Yes, it's highlighted because I do travel by myself a lot. And so, you know, you're called to mind to think about human trafficking. Am I safe? Is somebody going to do something? If someone tries to talk to me, if I say no, I'm not interested, well, then they get upset. Now they're coming at you. So, yeah, to just exist, got a code switch as a black woman.
Absolutely. Being able to write the poem with so much beautiful imagery, but also weaving in the danger of being a black woman is just, like, gifted. You have a gift with the pen. And absolutely came through and did your thing. I always appreciate your pen. I brought Kim in. I know she has something that she wants to add to this piece.
First and foremost,
hey,
Queen Peace. I want to first and foremost thank you for always being an avid promoter of the show, supporter of the show, and always being a part of it. Definitely, you know, can't let that go without being said, because we definitely appreciate that. Secondly, to keep point, the unwarranted duality of this piece. This is something that I don't think any of us want to have to be able to do so well. But you beautifully showed us how that is done. And just lines like you just said, I cover her true identity like a concealed weapon. When you spoke on the fact that rejection could become the reason to be fitted for a casket, I'm going to tell you how real that is for me. I went to visit one of my friends when they were going to Hampton University, and exactly to the T, what you said, God came up to us, tried to talk to me, and I was very nice. You know what? No, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. Everything's cool. We see a car following us. We pull over to an Exxon, whatever, get to the gas station, get our little snacks, come out, gunpoint.
Wow.
Gunpoint. All types of expletives, threats to, I could kill you right now, nobody ever find you, I should be, I mean, he went into so much, you could tell that this man is hurt and it had nothing to do with me, but my rejection triggered whatever is brewing in him. But that could have been the last time you would have never even heard of a Kimbrella Renee had things going left. So, damn, that made me emotional. I mean, I didn't talk about that in so long. So I say that to say I appreciate this piece because I don't think people understand, you know, what we have to deal with. Very necessary piece. I hope you share that more often.
Thank you. Absolutely. I have two young ladies, two daughters, and, you know, it's scary out there, even though they have their partners, their husbands, but just being able to, like you said, exist in the world, being able to move, and sometimes you do have to hide yourself.
Yeah, that's just it's so unfortunate, but the beautiful thing about poetry is being able to speak on things that are difficult to speak about in such a way that it is thought-provoking and it pulls the listener in. And it's in no way for a person not to be pulled in with the way you started off this poem and then get the nuggets that you were continuing to give. So you're entrenched in this piece as a listener and the wordplay is there, but you catch on to what's being said. As beautiful as the piece is, it's poignant and necessary, as Kim said as well. And it's just so difficult for a lot of people to get, you know, how serious it is for Black women out here when it comes to guys that you guys have to deal with all the time. And it's just a sad thing that they react the way that they do. But that also comes to back how we react to each other, how we as brothers hold each other accountable. And so, you know, we have to do better as that as men. You're not just one of us or two of us, but we all need to be better at that.
I agree.
Well, we appreciate you coming through.
I want to sit on out the way, enjoy the rest of the show. Yes, absolutely. Nowhere else I would be. Y'all know I say that every time I post this show. Nowhere else I would be.
And you have proven that. It is not a game. She is going to come to the show. Whatever, if she put it on the page, trust me, she's going to be here. She mean it every time.
And before you go, not to cut you off, Keith, but before you go, I just want to say to everybody listening, we are 5 minutes away from overtime. So if you are listening via online at 11 p.m. Central, 12 a.m. Eastern, it will cut off. So if you want to continue to enjoy Renaissance Poetry Jam, the number to call in is 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you want to spit and get on the mic, or you can just tune into the show.
Indeed, indeed. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We'll make sure everybody gets on in overtime. So we're going to make that do what it do. We got the next caller, 501, in the building.
Hey, hey, what's going on, man? It's just Jay. How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing?
Man, doing well, brother. How you been?
I've been hearing the poetry, man. It's been something else, man. It's y'all got every patch of kitchen towel covered tonight, man.
Hey, man, look, that's the beautiful thing. Like I said, man, this show here, you never know where it's going to go, what direction it's going to go. But, man, I mean, you probably got a little history by itself with the fact that both Kim and I spit social justice pieces and the host spit.
So I've seen
that in itself is probably a little, you know, wait a minute, ain't no romance, ain't no sex, nothing, what? Especially for me, because I know somebody was tripping. Like,
ain't no booty smashing.
I'm saying, ain't nobody cheeks get clapped and none of this, okay? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I enjoyed both pieces,
man,
though, man.
Again, that's the dope thing about it. But, yeah, man, I'm glad you made it through the show. Glad you were able to listen to so much of the show. And I know you got a piece for me, so I'm going to let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
You muted me. No, I just messed around. All right. I got so inspired by the social justice piece that y'all two did, brother and sister. I'm going to go ahead and do somewhat of a social justice piece too. It's not my strong suit, but I'm going in. Name of this piece is called Something I Wouldn't Need. The cool, tempestuous winds have swept their last sweeps, only remembered in rumors, memories of cooler times forgotten. As the arid wind gales, the campfire has been lit, and the aroma is sweet. As the steam rolls down our asphalted streets, ladies and gentlemen, I present Exhibit A, the heat. The heat that allowed the elites to eat, dine, and sip wine as they wax wane and wine of their own imports. Apparently two glasses too many. As they gloat over taming officials in court, so on and so forth. Bribes are a poison delivered into the arms of the people. It's the toxins in the little fatty bits of highly priced tissue, because in the fat is where the lie lies. So tender and exquisite, buried in the jelly, until utensil unsheathed and cleaves, revealing the supple opaqueness of its flesh. And its consumption has ghoulish effects. You have maimed and murdered life, and now all your dreams are within your grasp. Be the lion. Choose from the weak and the elderly, and do what comes naturally, and fill your coffers to capacity. Callous your eyes to the ghoulish spread, because these are not people. These are but numbers and algorithms that you will never meet. It's no crime as long as you do it with a punchline. And don't let your disgust for your lust ever show. No. Even if your stomach retches and convulses, you hide it. You suppress it, because your diet should be hard to swallow. Bones in a pot rub smooth on their edges. Gory disembodied faces staring through you. Small hands stirred into the casserole of enlightenment. You burn the land to boil the seeds, to scorch the earthen pot, to produce this stew. But the stew is bad. And I sit here at this table, staring deep into this hearty bowl of why feed me your crime. A backbone, a spine, my spoon finds. It all offends. But this is the recipe of men who think that they are the one true God. Poem.
Yeah, I see the inspiration, brother. I see what you did there. You came through with the same, you know, energy and flow that we've been hitting. You didn't want to change the flow, I see. You wanted to stick with
it. No. I was about to go ahead and talk about them cheeks, man, but I said, no, I'm going to leave the cheeks alone, man.
And one of the lines, man, that I thought was pretty cool, man, he said, be the lion, choose from the weak and elderly. When you write pieces like this, you know, even though you were inspired by us to spit it tonight, was there anything in particular that made you want to write this, any event that made you write this, or was it like a topic or anything like that?
I was in one of Dr. Livingston's rooms, and he's a psychologist, a psychotherapist, and we were talking about ways that the system chews up the people and eat them, and I had went ahead and took it literal, that the corporations don't care, they go after the babies, they go after the elderly, they go after those that can't protect themselves, almost like a lion out in the savannah. It's not going to go after the most healthiest one, it's going to go after the ones that they deemed to be the easiest to go ahead and pick off and have the least say so.
Already, man, that's dope. Man, we underestimate what prompts do for us sometimes. I mean, some of the best poems I ever wrote came from a prompt. And that's what's up, man. Now, I appreciate you sharing that, man. Hopefully you'll come back and do some more poetry, you know. You're more than welcome to clap cheeks if that's where you're at with it. But if you're going to do social justice, we're all right with that too, man. We appreciate whatever you bring to the table, brother.
You know, I think I'm going to do a Dolomite type of – I mean, not Dolomite, Black Dynamite type of thing. He was both social justice and clap cheeks.
Oh, Lord, I'm afraid to hear where that's going to go. But, bro, I'll be waiting for you, man.
We're going to run the orphanage.
See, look, you can't even help yourself already. But yeah, man, it was good to have you on the show, man. I'm definitely going to look forward to hearing that piece or whatever you do with that next time you come through.
Cool. Next week, me and Gina will be on the Just Gina and Jay show. Y'all come by there and check us out. Every time these guys not on that that Friday, we on that Saturday.
Already. You know what? Put that in the event page, man.
Will do, brother. Y'all take care of Kimbrella.
Peace out. That's what's up. We got to go to the next caller. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, family?
What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
It's Anthony Arnold.
Already. How you been, man?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Working, trying to get my stuff together for Poetry Fest. That's why I wasn't here last time. I was down in L.A.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at you, man. I saw you out there, you know, hitting up some shows, man, doing some live stuff, man. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, trying to kick the rust off because that's the first time I've been in L.A. since COVID shut us all down. So I had a good time. It was a fun thing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, definitely getting on the stage to help you get that rust off is completely different than being on Blog Talk. So definitely feel you on that, man. I'm glad you made it to the show tonight, though. And I know you came to do thing. I know you got something for us, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This is a piece called Slocum. We've all heard about Rosewood, Black Wall Street. But have you heard about Slocum? And if Texas has its way, you won't. July 29th and 30, 1910. They say only 6 Negroes were killed. Major newspapers said 22. But like the Tulsa Massacre, the numbers were greatly deflated. It was closer to 100. No one knows the exact reason it started. Numerous reasons were given. Even Jack Johnson beating Jack J. Jeffries was listed as a reason. Rumors were the main cause. 10, 50, 100. How many actually died? No one knows. Some were put in a grave. Some were left where they lay. And like the other massacres, the true numbers will never be known. Some were shot in the back from cowards. Now, Texas would like you to believe that it didn't happen. Just like Oklahoma. Just like some of the others. The history is being erased. We say it didn't happen. It didn't happen. July 29th and 30th, 1910. A massacre happened in Slocum, Texas. And just like Tulsa and Rosewood, our people were victims. Killed because the other ones could. In peace.
You're always coming through teaching. Well, I won't say always because one of the moments you definitely got me. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that one. But I mean, you taught it, but that ain't the type of teaching I'm talking about. But yeah, this piece teaches, you know, a lot of people about an area that no one knew about. And the thing about Texas that maybe people may not know is they're going above and beyond to erase not just our history, but the history of slavery, and rewrite it again. And it's the reason why they have blocked the talk of or the teaching of Black history or slavery in schools because of this very thing you're talking about. They want to erase the history. One of the things that you talked about here, you said some were put in the grave, some were left where they lay, and like other massacres, the true numbers will never be known. We've talked about this before on the show. There are cities that are underwater that people don't know about. There were literally black towns that are now man-made lakes and some parks. Central Park is one that people may not know about. Used to be a black town that they built a park on top of. They erase easily our history. And it continues to get lost because our young ones are less and less inclined or less and less interested in it. And we try to teach it. They're not interested in it. And it makes it easier for them to erase history. I'm glad that you were here to talk about a massacre in a poem that people may not have never known about and may now take the time to look it up. So I always appreciate when you come through and do that, bro.
Yeah, this one I didn't know about. And I was actually researching something else, and a news thing came across talking about the Texas legislature was trying to erase this from the history books altogether. So, of course, me being me, I went looking, and I had never heard of this. At all.
Yeah, this is something that was normally just told to you by people who could. My grandmother was born in 1910. That's the only reason why I know about it.
Yeah.
So that's how it is, brother. We appreciate you coming through like always and doing your thing. Oh, just a second. Kim, she has something she wants to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Kim in real quick.
Peace, Anthony Arnold. Oh, my God, how I so appreciate you. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations. I see you've been getting, you know, the accolades you deserve for putting out the work that you put out, hitting platforms. I love to see you out there, you know, really walking in your purpose. Secondly, this is something that I didn't know about, and as you were reciting this, my daughter happened to walk in the room. So it's moments like this that I appreciate because you got to know that after we finish this show, that's going to be a conversation with me and her. So you've taught now two generations, myself and then the next. So I appreciate that.
It was a pleasure. You know, I think that's what I was put here to do, and that's what I try and do.
We appreciate that. I'm so glad that you're following that purpose and keep doing it. We love you. We appreciate you being an avid supporter of this platform. And, man, yeah, I can't wait. Once we end the show, I'm definitely going to be in conversation where we're going to study this together. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
That's what's up, man. We hope that you can make it back to the show next time. Also, if you are wanting to get on the event page and share anything, please feel free to do so. Anybody who's listening, please feel free to do so. With that said, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 20. Wait a minute. I don't want to skip now. We got 615 in the building.
Renaissance. Hurricane. C-34 music in stereo.
Already. See, now, Kim and I actually talked about you because you threatened to bring James Evans next time you came to the show. So we're just trying to see. I was just trying to listen for the belt unbuckling. I'm just trying to see if it's about to go down.
Well, because of everybody's going on a theme right here, it kind of changed my direction.
Anybody can spit anything at any time on this show. Ain't no theme, man.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, I think this is necessary.
Okay. Okay, so you can do keep your belt on. All right, I ain't mad at you. So I'm gonna let
no,
you.
I didn't say I was
man.
Gonna keep my belt on. Now hold on.
Okay, okay. So James Evans is still gonna be James Evans. Just gonna be whooping somebody else ass than you thought. Okay. All right. It's still gonna be some ass whooping going on. All right, all right. So I'm gonna let
okay.
you do the same. I'll press mute and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Black is Black. Black isn't a color in the spectrum. Black is a whole. Black is an ideal. Black is a social construct. Black is an identity. Black is a condition. Black is concerned. Black is a conscience. Black is unconscious. Black is my coffee in the morning. Black is Pam Grier topless on my wall. Black is the crack of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda ass. Black is the pathway of how I began my day. Black is asleep. Black is a category. Black before 1963 was considered derogatory. Black by law is non-existent. Black is a race standing still. Black is running like Jesse in Germany. Black is protesting after submitting permits to do so. Black is a glove fist in the air. Black is saying if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Black is a program. Black is community. Black is common. With no sense of unity, black is complicated, black is complex. Black is a prison industry complex, black is gangster. Black is the lead in the pencil I write with. Black is the lead pumped in the heads and hearts of innocent children. Black is a month given by a wicked system of the history of people. Black is his story and part of my own heritage. Black is accepted as CNN love. Black is Fox News embraced hate. Black is ostracized. Black is unseen. Black is where you can't see the obstacles ahead. Black is darkness. Black is without electricity, yet black is necessary. Black is my afro. Black is soul. Black is underground. Black is hidden. Black is racism. Black is pride that goes before the fall. Black is the color of the car I drive. Black is targeted. Black is a dot splashed from my ink. Black is in the crosshairs. Black is acknowledged and dismissed. Black is what the U.S. corporation calls you. Black is a state of mind. Black is power. Black is supposedly 14% of this country. But black is 75% NBA and NFL. Black is the one that vote from Dixiecrats and repugnant cats. Black is manipulated and externalized for candidates who don't do crap for you. Black is unheard voices spurting red on the asphalt canvas. Black generates a profit through edited news to cause you trauma. Black is Ellie, Billy, Basie, Duke, Aretha, Marvin, Shaka, Stevie, Miles, Coltrane, Monk, Nas, KRS-One, Biggie, Pac, Nina, Gil Scott, Jill Scott, Donnie, Layla, Dwell It, a part of my music. Black is the streets of exploitation. Black is what George Floyd kissed under a knee. Black is what you accepted through labels of colored, Negro, with Afro and African Americans. Damn, who the hell are we? Black is that American card expressed here. But I'm hip-hop in your midst, being more than my skin tone, which is honey brown, by the way, showing content of character which shows me unlimited yet optimistic in these sounds of blackness. Hey, yo, spit your rhyme. I'm human, not defined by my skin tone or hue, man. And this wicked satanic matrix government can't school me or rule me. Freak your categories, labels, census statements, slavery, and classifications. None of y'all can do me. Because I'm a new breed. In peace.
OK. Okay, okay. Some ass whooping going on. I mean, I heard a couple of, you know, people, you know, screaming and grabbing their backside a little bit. What you hear, Kim? You hear a little bit of that too?
Listen here. If you ain't gonna get James Evans, you gonna get Malcolm X, you gonna get Marcus Garvey, you gonna get some people in your ass about this culture, okay? From Steve, from this man right here.
Don't forget Sounds of Blackness. Look, Sounds of Blackness got they built off in this piece too.
Listen, he said black is the prison industry complex. Listen.
The issue with black in so many different ways, the issue that they have with black in so many different ways is what makes this piece so special. You covered from jail to music, and you always got music in your piece, so I love how you dropped that. But from jail to music, you cover where black is a problem. But what I also got was just how beautiful black is, because we everywhere.
Absolutely.
We in everything. Definitely dug this piece, man. You got to bring the belt out more often, bro.
It's what I do.
He don't play around. I love the fact that he said black is without electricity, yet black is necessary. Black is a dot splash for my ink. Listen, that right there, black is a dot splash for my ink. From that line right there, all of these things come from. So I appreciate it, man. Like, you always get us straight, whether it's digging in somebody's ass for coming incorrectly, or is letting you know what time it is. This brother gonna make sure he in your face about some real stuff, and that's what I appreciate about you.
Hey, I just want to let people know, you know, it's all right to be black, no problem with that, but don't let the government define who you are. You're more than that. That's my point.
And that's definitely a beautiful thing about, you know, like I said, I always say this, but poetry can point out, you know, flaws or the issues, but it can also point to our ability to not allow things to stop us. Some of us do get stopped, and that's why we need to hear things like this.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to be here.
We appreciate you when you coming through and doing your thing, even if you got to whip a little ass to do it.
Yeah, I learned from Bruce Lee for a minute there, you know, and Jim Kelly, so, you know. I got to do what
I do. Hey, you came from the right era for that. Appreciate you coming through, man. Hopefully you make it to the next show. And thankful that you've been a consistent, you know, contributor to the show, man.
Hey, I'll be here. One love, one mic to the both of you.
All right. I see Double doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 203 in the building. You have your mute on. 203 going once.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now. 203, let everybody know who you are.
Sorry about that. How you doing, Keith? How you doing, Kim Brella? This is Miles.
Hey, what's happening, brother? It's been a minute. How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, I know. I've been really busy, but I've been good, though. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, can't complain, man. Good to hear your voice, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. So, I'm kind of nervous, so.
Oh, man, there you go. Every time you come to the show, it has been a minute, but you still come with it, and you know you're about to kill it, man. We're gonna be the judge of that. We're gonna see. I'm gonna press mute. Mark is yours.
All right, thank you. All right. A hell witness, the bound gifted, sifting of the soul, multi layers, essence, my ritual, theory of the physical, layers are pivotal, extract blood, adrenaline full, blood moon manifests. Could have been me, but life made you jealous, the overzealous. Voices of the universe, childhood memories. Take me back to the Universal Soul Circus. The time is now, an owl on a tree, lollipop soliloquy, free without the olioxin. The moment the mind stops, vision no longer working, resurrection through time. Pull out the sarcophagus. Picasso assists, 1,000 canaries, but can't handle the gift. Randall the third, to lift spirits. Polygraph right, no lies detected. Everything said, done twice. Run the risk, know thy not playing. Rain falls, drop spillage. Lyrical deep dish, stir up waters to catch fish. 48 laws, balls and words, hand over fist. Mediocre bliss, acceptance is not necessary. The clarity moment, own it like Uja. Oops, meant omen, foaming out the mouth, land no man before time, assigned to mountains, moving, rule theory, tell me if you want me to string along your thoughts like melodies and kingdom halls before I fall and get stoned like Saul, for seeing it coming, from teller to fortune, yelling in death, I'm dying, but I am alive, glory basking, out of the casket, new Damascus. The essence speaks from the moon, guided sights, searching for tear vessels, eliminate fears minus eddy, let the water drop, clarity, walking over boulders, extended cuffs, planted seas with waved arms, rotator thrusts, no carbon sight, the beauty of a banana peel, a ghost in memory, yet I still see and feel the energy. Open your mind from the inside. Vessels of mercury certainly peel the curtains be the start of new stars. Hope in a dream in a cloud full of smoke. Visions point of crossroads. Wishing for the day when all I have is tears of the night. Tactics to measure. The emotions are pestering and I got a story to tell. Fine wine, motion to cradle, no mollycoddling. Pull the nozzle, the release of Aristotle. The model is perfect. Blank stares across divided hemispheres. Regulatory compliance, stop jargon. Arrival, place dock station. Again, did it. Flip the syllabus, higher vocabulary. The great courses. Hope you love my devotion. Ocean scenes from the 11th hour.
My brother. You ever seen Friday? The very first Friday?
Of course.
You remember when Craig was walking with Smokey and he tripped him from behind? Remember when he tripped him from behind? I said, remember this?
I do. Yes. It's a classic, bro.
That's what I want to do to you. Don't come in here acting like your ass ain't got balls. I'm nervous if you don't get your ass on with that bullshit, man. I'm gonna trip the fuck out of his ass. I'm gonna trip the shit out your ass in the street right now. Look, I need you to give me back the sarcophagus line. Like, give me that stanza. Give me the stanza. All of that. Give me that stanza when you're talking about the sarcophagus one more time.
Sure, no, definitely. I'll give you. You are hilarious. All right, so no longer working. Resurrection through time. Pull out the sarcophagus. Picasso assists.
Keep going.
1,000 canaries, but can't handle the gift. Randall the third, because my last name is Randall. I am the third. To lift spirits. Polygraph right. No lies detected. Everything I said done twice.
Cold-blooded. Look, I like the groove theory line, too. My man said, groove theory, tell me what you want me to string along your thoughts, like melodies. Just the whole piece. First of all, make sure you put this in the event page. Like, I need to read that shit because it's a lot.
Oh, no, definitely. I will definitely
it's a lot.
Put that.
It's a lot. You got a lot of lines in this piece, brother. But you did your damn thing, man. Look. You should go out and stop fronting. Like I knew you were fronting when you said it. But then you're going to say that and spit all of those. Look, you had about 37 bars in this piece, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
I haven't. I'm serious. You're funny, Keith.
I'm just saying. You funny too. Go come here and talk about it. I'm nervous. Look here. You killed it. You killed it, brother, man. Definitely
appreciate
you coming
through.
You got to come back through one more time, man, because you're holding out, man.
Nah, definitely. Y'all catch me now. Y'all will catch me more often, for real.
All right. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you coming through, man. Indeed.
Thank you.
I definitely would bring Kim in, but we got too many callers. I know she got plenty of things to say about what you wrote here. Make sure you post this shit.
definitely.
Make sure you post that, brother.
Oh, well, for sure.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
That's Miles coming through on his front and shit, dropping bars. We got 215 in the building. 215, you there?
What's going on? What's going on, Mr.
Yo,
Eric?
Yo, it's the killer. What's happening, bro?
Hey, man, listening to the poetry, you know, they got a lot going on over here, man. I'm hearing a lot of different styles, a lot of, you know, they going in for Black history, they going in for, you know, personal backstories. They got a lot going on, man. Definitely a thorough night.
It goes down, brother. I'm actually surprised that it might, but usually the cheek starts clapping around this time, but it ain't happened, man. So that says a lot about where people are today, man. Appreciate you coming through to the show, man. I'm glad that you were able to listen to so much of the show. It's been a minute since we heard you, man.
Hey, man, I had to come back, you know. And, you know, people got to be in a certain mood to talk about clapping cheeks and all that, you know. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Usually that's the – I mean, it's late. Usually all it takes is just, you know, get a little bit late, get a little liquor in the belly because a lot of us are sipping during the show. And next thing you know, it's going down. But, yeah, man, we on it tonight. We all over tonight. But, yeah, man. Thank you for coming through, and I know you didn't come empty-handed either. So I'm gonna let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Yes, sir. The name of this piece is called "They Claim to See It All." Why do you lie to yourself? Those who are said to be wise beyond their age, haven't seen enough. True wisdom fall beyond your grasp as long as your perception of existence remains limited. Going on a vacation, learning one or two different cultures expands your outlook, yet merely a step in infinite directions. Lost civilizations, lost knowledge, unknown timelines, countless questions remaining unanswered. How could you have seen it all? The earth harbors many secrets that mankind has yet to uncover, not to mention the universe. I find it comical, claiming bullshit, you've seen it all. Wonder if there is other life out there, God willing, it has to be. More than this, don't let fools like this flood the earth. Thoughts of the afterlife going beyond human understanding, seeing your life flash before your eyes, then going to the next step, experiencing heaven or hell, then going beyond to be reincarnated. Then return to me to tell me you've seen it all, then maybe I will believe you. In peace.
All right, brother, you got to give me that whole stanza one more time. I was going to, like, recite it, but I need you to just go ahead and get it to me. That last stanza.
That last stanza, huh? All right. Going beyond human understanding, seeing your life flash before your eyes, then going to the next step, experiencing heaven or hell, then going beyond to be reincarnated, then return to me to tell me you've seen it all, then maybe I will believe you.
My man said, I need you to live, then die, go through heaven and hell, come back to life, and then tell me you've seen it all. Then I'll believe that shit. My man laid it out for you. I ain't believing the bullshit. I ain't for the hype. My man said, I need to know that you really seen some shit before I listen to you. You said some shit right there, brother, man. Been a minute since I heard you, man. I'm glad you made it to the show and did your thing.
Hey, appreciate it, Mr. X. Shout out to Hurricane, you know. Keep knocking down people's houses, raising the insurance. And shout out to Renaissance.
Indeed. Appreciate you, man. Look, I try to tell her all the time, you know, that's her fault. That's what she do. And everybody who's listening to the show, if you don't have insurance before she spit, it's your fault. It's your fault.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate y'all.
Already. All right. We'll go to the next caller here. We heard you laughing, Kim. I got 240 in the building.
What's up? What's up? What's up, brother?
What's happening? What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the loudest engine.
Oh,
man,
I just, you know,
he said, I fuck with you, you know, some shit, but some real deal. I urge people to go play a show in front of young people. Don't let school just teach us who we are. We have to teach who we are. I appreciate all this black knowledge. Oh my gosh. It's been a teaching moment for me. I drive 18-wheeler, man. The show was so dope that I pulled over.
Hey, that's real talk right there.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's been real tonight.
I'm a, you know, truck driver. But you know, one thing I do want to do is teach young people, and we gotta get out of this thing of, you know, what's been taught, like these reality TV shows, how they're teaching how black women are so sassy and all this, not teaching the strong like Umbrella. You know, we're the Umbrellas. We are the candy lady. Where are the, you know, not showing the sisters that represent something that's valuable. You know, I'm tired of seeing our black women are beautiful and they deserve more respect than that. And
that's
shout
real,
out to
man.
The brothers too. Black, it's all about black knowledge today. You know, it's
yeah, that kind of goes
for me.
To what we own, man. It goes to what we control. And a lot of times,
yeah,
you know, because we don't control these networks, because we're not the ones putting this stuff on, you know, we're not able to dictate the image that's placed out there. And they still kind of put out what they want. And
yeah,
a lot of the shows that are dominant are the shows that have a lot of the distasteful, you know, parts of us on display. But yeah, with that being said, man, I'm glad you made it to the show. We always appreciate how
thanks,
you support and do your thing. And I know you got something. I don't know if you wrote this time or if you're finna freestyle for us, but I'm gonna let you do what you can
to
do.
I got a freestyle, bro.
All right, I got
a freestyle,
mute.
Man. It's out to the ancestors. I'm gonna say all hell to the ancestors for this one. But I'm going to talk about the Tennessee sanitation. I am a man. Once again, I come towards this place of a new light. Words have changed in my eyesight. You are trying to make me feel like I'm built in this world of guilt. I'm trying to show you that America needs to go ahead and clean up its image, because I am a man working in this Tennessee sanitation. I want the whole world to go ahead and have this evaluation. I am a man. Dr. Martin Luther King said, I am a man. I'm coming with a plan, and you will not sweep me down the river, for my strength of words shall deliver. I am a man. I am a black man. I'm a proud black man that I will not shut my mouth to let you know how you have treated me and my people, that you felt like we are unequal. Now, I don't want to be equal to you. I want to be better than you. Hold it together. Love is forever. See, I am a man. I'm working at this Tennessee sanitation. I want the whole change of a new legislation. President, you haven't done nothing for us. Why do I have to say I am a man? You put in our constitution that I'm 3/5 of a man. No, I am a black man. I'm a proud black man. I protect my black woman. Protecting our black woman, that's a job for me. That's something that's destined in me. Oh, what Malcolm X said, the most disrespected is the black woman. Nah, I am a man. I am a man. I'm marching, marching as a man, as a black man. You hate me because I am black, and you have lynched us before, but we won't be ignored. You can go ahead and try to scare us, but we are prepared. We're prepared for a fight. We're prepared for protect our rights, and I am a man. I am a man. Can't you see the sign? Can't you see that our blackness will shine and all is love in what I speak, because I am a man, and I know what the ancestors have said, that we will fight and we will win the Tennessee sanitation. Yes, Dr. King was at the hotel, Lorraine Hotel. They tried to shoot him. They tried to destroy the dream, but see, we still love our own self-esteem, and you would know what we mean, baby, when we have words that you may say that's crazy, but yes, with all that's planned, I stand again in the Tennessee sanitation to repeat myself. I am a man. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 kids in the morning, 5 minutes drive.
All right, you spit your man shit. I'm going to let you do what you came to do.
Yeah.
You piggyback on a lot of stuff that was said tonight, and that definitely says a lot about, you know, the fact that you're able to listen in and incorporate what was going on, you know, black people and things we've been dealing with, what black women been able to deal with, you know, some of the black history points and what was going on with the march and the Martin Luther King, man. We know you know that you're well-read. So it comes out in your spit, man.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming through, man, and doing your thing.
Hey, just say real quick, man, I've been listening to you for years, almost like a decade, Cabrera, for a long time. I appreciate the pieces that you have done. Man, you know, when Cabrera come through, man, your whole house might be destroyed, flooded down. You come
That's
through,
what I'm saying.
Man.
That's why
you
I got to come first. If I don't spit first, then, you know, I'm trying to come through the bubble. I don't want to spit bubble in water. Like, I want to be able to spit to the people, and then she can just, you know, destroy everything afterwards.
You know
right,
what?
Right. Yeah, you know.
You know, I am not going to stand by. I am not going to stand by and let you get that all key. Stop playing. First of all, my brother, Automatic Charismatic, thank you so much for always being a protector for us. That's one thing I know about you since the day I connected with you. You have always made a point to put that out there that you are a protector of your women, and we need to be just as much of a protector for you. So I always appreciate that first and foremost. Then you saying, where are the black women like myself, like Candy Baby here? Here lies the problem. Not people like myself and Candy Baby, we ain't willing to get on TV and make a fool of ourselves for a dollar.
Right.
That's why you're very rarely going to see women of our stature up there. You know, you got, you know, you see the type of women. I hate to say this about my sisters, but you know they don't know anything about who they are and where we come from. If you able to go up there and make a fool of yourself and do and say the things that they do. So that's the reason why you want to have that nonsense push. But here's where the voice of the poets lie, where we got to really walk in our purpose and push this thing further so that we are in the forefront versus this nonsense that we see on TV. They say, if you want to know what's going on with the world, ask a poet. That's the saying, and that's true. So I appreciate you saying it.
Thank you. It's just beautiful that black women, that the strength of the black woman is still alive, that the respect.
Come on.
Well, Malcolm X said, the most disrespected is the black woman. Malcolm X said that.
That's right.
You know,
absolutely.
It hasn't changed podium. In all these years. It's still been the same narrative. But yeah, man, we appreciate you always coming through and doing your thing, man.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully
much
you
love,
come
man.
Back next time, and yes,
I'm gonna
stick around
archives,
to the rest
brother.
Of the show. All righty, please do.
All right.
All righty, that's automatic. Charismatic doing his thing. We're gonna go to the next caller. Just to let y'all know, we got about 17 minutes left in the show. We got 334-469-832 and 609 to close us out. So we're going to bring in 334 in the building.
Hey, guys. It's Lisa Lips.
Lisa Lips, what's happening? Where you been?
I've been busy.
Already not mad at that. Life be life.
Right. Had to come through tonight. I hear y'all on this blackness tip. I think I'm going to stay with it.
Okay. Well, we're not mad at you. We're going to let you do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Time Stopped. Time stopped on Earth today. It may have been for only a second, but I felt it. Every time our community loses someone senselessly because we dare to live as one of the free, time stopped. In that split second, an entire world ends because me, loving my richness, my struggle, my culture, and forgetting that the true land of Eden gave birth to us all. And somehow you faded into a weaker strain that led your mind to believe that alabaster is superior just because it breaks so much easier. That somehow, because we never lost sight of our creation and remained proud in spite of how you tried to break us, that even when you publicly press us down, all while every fiber of your being struggles to imitate what it lost, that we deserve to die because you are uncomfortable. Because deep within you, you know the truth and fear its power because we as a people are awakening to our truth. And once we fully embrace it, your paper kingdom will fall. And we will take our place on the throne once again. And that line will become crystal clear that says, in the last, the fulfillment of that prophecy that no matter how you tried to whitewash it, true evolution prevails. We have fought for generations to become equal when the truth you disguised is that we were never the lesser. Our birthright was always royal. You just beat us down into survival mode and we lost sight of that truth, but now our rebirth can't be stopped anymore. The dormancy of our gene pool has lifted. The true resurrection has begun. The God within us has awakened, and the true knowledge cannot be suppressed any longer. Our DNA is crying out for our truth to be seen by all, and this time, NASA can't beat us into submission. Because you can no longer hide behind the walls of your private shame. Information has evolved so that nothing can remain in the dark for too long. You create distractions to try and throw us off, but it never lasts very long. Even in a pandemic, we somehow make it look good. And you hate us for not being blind anymore. We will not go quietly down the pathways of our destruction. we now understand that we weren't born under your feet. We were never designed to be your equal because we are the true children of the King. It was always you who was inferior, and in the depths of your soul, you knew it. And now the con is up. You can no longer hoodwink us to believe the lies. We see you as the weak, sniveling bully you are, and we will no longer allow you power over us. You may kill us individually, but no longer as a people. Every time the earth stops, we awaken stronger. Every time you spill our blood, we gain power. Every action you take to destroy us makes us stronger. You're feeding the flames you're trying so desperately to put out. Even as you think you're getting away with it, we're using your cunning moves to ensnare you. You are building your own demise. Every senseless death, every second where we pause, powers us up. When the earth stops, we reset while you continue. Our kingdom is on the rise. Take heed. Everything you've done to me, already done to you. I'm lit.
You have plenty of lies in this piece. One of them is information has evolved so that nothing can remain in the dark too long. But one of the lines before that that really called out to me was you saying that we deserve to die because you're uncomfortable. That's heavy, very heavy piece. Appreciate you bringing that through. Love to give it some more commentary, but we want to get to the next few calls before our time runs out. We thank you for coming to the show and being so patient. Certainly hope that you can make it back to the next show.
Appreciate you, love.
Already. That was Lisa Lips doing her thing. We're going to go ahead and go to 469 in the building.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
What's happening, man? Glad you made it to the show. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Oh, this Anthony Harris, better known as MD Live.
Already, man. Appreciate you making it back to the show, brother.
Always, my brother. Always.
Already. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm running out of time here. I don't want you to not have a chance to get in here, so I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. All right. This is a piece from 2020. One day I closed my eyes and saw a double rainbow. That's a unique oddity to see. But I was saddened when I opened them up and saw a brother slain in the street. I saw officers look the other way as he laid there trying to speak. His last words were, "Mama, they're killing me. I can't breathe." Then he passed away. They tried to vilify his name and say he was a bad guy. Truth be told, he died because of the color of his skin. It doesn't matter what he had in his system. He was a black man minding his own business. But he would have died anyway because his skin made him a victim. He was born a black king and he died a black king, no matter what you bitches say. But it still deepens my sadness to know he won't be the last one. Every day a black man walks out his house and he doesn't know if there'll be a day he doesn't make it back home. You see, we were born with points on our back. And for our killers, the corrupt cops, we are scored on how they take us out. 5 points for each bullet, 10 for each hit with a fist, 100 if they can use their hands, and 1,000 if we die and they get acquitted. They only lose if they get convicted. But with all the killings of black men, women, and children, the cops, even if it's film, win because the system say they can. There's one last step to earning points. They get a lifetime of honor if they kill us in presence of fellow cops. COVID-19 is called a pandemic because it killed over 100,000. It caused over 100,000 deaths. The cops are called heroes, and their death toll stands in the millions. So what do we call that? From the first sheriff appointed, his duty was to capture, arrest, and kill blacks. That was in 1772.
Now it's 2020 and we hear, don't film us killing blacks. It makes the police look bad. So tell us, what are we supposed to do? Stand back and be silent as you pull your pistols and place your knees on our necks? Hell, we've sat back far too long. Now you're about to see how strong the black voice can be. We will no longer stand by and watch another brother get killed. We stand as one unit. We voice as one soul. We will not be divided. We will stand strong until the government police the police and hold them accountable for the action and the death they cause. You want us to stop our protests? Well, do your fucking jobs and learn how to protect. And we wouldn't need to stand there and protest. Since this all started, more of us have been killed, and still, no one is blaming you fucking corrupt cops. I'm tired. I'm pissed. I normally don't write political shit, but this right here, it makes no damn sense. Protect and serve, what a crock. Take those motherfucking badges off. You corrupt cops don't deserve to wear a shield. And anybody that backs you can get in line, they can get it too. Because my pen is mightier than any bullet fired. And to end this piece, let me just hold out one hand and count from five. When I reach down to number one, you'll know what I'm saying. Fuck you. And I'm going in the house. In peace.
If nothing else need to be said, fuck you, I'm going in the house. You have said a lot here, brother. You know, every day a black man walks out of his house, he doesn't know if he'll make it back home. But one of the things that really stuck out when you said that he was going to die anyway because of the color of his skin. Damn. Appreciate you coming through, brother, man. I'm going to get to the next caller, man. And once again, hopefully you make it back to the next show.
Always, my brother, always.
Already. We got 832 in the building.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, man? It's the poet. This Anthony the Poet from Houston, Texas.
Already, man. Been a minute.
Keith and Kimbrella. Yeah, it's been a good minute, man. I've been on it over here in Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been getting it on in Houston, man. Really on the real.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
You know. And
right,
I mean,
man,
it ain't nothing like having
left in the show. So I want to let
so
you ahead and get to your thing before the lady cuts you off, man. Press mute.
I'm
going to
shift gear. Let's go. My queen, you were born to break the backs and hearts and to drive crazy all of the men who wish to indulge in the slightest bit of conversation or to lock you down in the handcuff that softness of your skin. But just as if I had reached cloud 10, I caught you when you said that you wouldn't even blow me kisses in the wind. And now from my teenage years and until we get gray hairs, I will continue to be here for you, boo, through thick and thin. So understand that whatever has to do with or whenever it comes to you, I have 110% of unconditional love. And I put it all on the line for you. So know all of my words and my actions to be true. Because they are presented with all of my very best intentions. Because you became the wind beneath my wings. When I leapt from this cliff and I fell in love with you like poetry. And now my quest to make you happy will be forever unrelenting. Now when we disagree or we have problems, I just love how we opt for that minimally invasive route. I mean, why go further than we need to, leading from a simple conversation to more confusion when we can sit and talk about it civilly like adults instead of having to scream and shout? Don't you know that you make me feel like a 14-year-old little boy again? I just want to walk down the street and hold your hand and play in the park and put you on the merry-go-round over swing. Because there are many games that people play in this life, but this game of love, I am serious about. And when I play to win. All I need is that space between raindrops to realize that that would be too much time. Because the sands of time, they have been kind. not just to the beauty of your physical appearance, but to the beauty of your heart and your mind. And after all of the hell and pain, I do believe that I have finally found someone who can stand the rain, giving me no reason to ever have to search again. Because I remember how you were there for me, making me feel like I was something when I didn't feel like I was much of anything. And I knew that you had a few things going on, but it was cool because I also had some things going on my own. But somehow you and I, we became one. And I just want to say thanks for all that you've done, because you made me feel as if I had a house when I didn't feel as if I had a home. I was caught in a transition in my life, and I am so glad that you never left me alone. And I mean, even when we weren't together, we would still sit and talk on the phone all night long, and you would always talk of moving on. But then when I got a house of my own, you called it home. So do know that even if you need a tic-tac, those soft lips, I would still kiss that. And then I would hit that, then I would chit-chat, because you're the only Kit Kat that I want to get at. So spit that the next time that your nosy girlfriends are asking questions when you just trying to relax and kick back. Because the only place that I plan to place pearl puddles is in your navel or in the comfort of your cuddles. Because I am as happy with you as a little kid blowing bubbles. And you are my one and my only true boo. And I want to always let you know how much it is that I love you. Because you gave me love in the nick of time. And I am so overjoyed with pride that you were mine. My understanding, pretty fine, platinum, intelligent dime. You are the rhythm in my rhyme. And I have an eternal crush on you. And there is absolutely nothing that I can do. So do know all that I have, will have, and all that I will forever continue to do will always be for you, boo. In peace. The poet.
But your flow is so Houston, man.
Yeah, I'm H-Town, baby.
Already, man. Already enjoyed this piece, man. It looks like you're going to be the show killer because that's what I'm planning to do. They down with us tonight, man. We appreciate you coming through, man. I don't know if she's going to do that to us, but I'm going to say what I got to say, man. Thank you for coming through. Your flow is ridiculous. And hopefully you can make it back one more time. Give you a little more detailed response because that part deserves that.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute, and you know, no matter what, we can comment in the comment, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but I'm going to do my best to see y'all in 2 weeks, man, and much love, miss y'all, man, it's been a minute. I talked to Kimbrella, you know what I'm saying, but it just be a minute, you know what I'm saying, been busy, we've been traveling and doing a lot, man, so we're going to make it y'all way soon, too, man.
Already, appreciate you, brother.
Hey, one love.
Already.
Y'all have a blessed night, and happy
Indeed.
New Year, peoples. We
Happy
all
New Year to everybody who's listening in.
Everybody, we're getting ready to win this year. And it's going to be a truly poetic year of abundance. Remember that, peoples.
All right. Anybody who's listening in, this was Renaissance Poetry Jam on Epiphany Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Holla at you.